Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Los Angeles. It's your girl, Monique Leray. This is The Startup on LA Talk Radio. How's it going on this lovely Sunday, July 19th? I hope you guys are doing really well. I hope you're taking care of each other and masking up, I hope. You know, there's a lot going on in the world, but we're going to keep it positive and keep it moving here on The Startup and keep it about entrepreneurship in this time. I think, you know, a lot of us have to, us creative folks have to stay as focused as we can on our brands and really look to the future. You know, today won't be forever and we need to move forward in our thinking about this time next year and the years after that. And today I have two guests that will help us with that thinking, with two subjects that I think most people really love, wine and money. And boy, do we need the wine these days. We have our very own Pandemic Posse member and winemaker, Leah Solberg from Michael Solberg Family Wines. What's going on, Leah? How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Look at you.
it's going well. Thanks. Well, you know, thanks for having me as always, and wonderful to see you and your beautiful face, and just so glad that, you know, we can talk about entrepreneurship and startups and business in general. You know, I love talking business, so, and
absolutely.
Wine.
Absolutely, and wine, and they go together perfectly, and you look great. You've got the blonde going. It's good to see your beautiful face as well.
The summertime and, glow.
Yes, you have the summertime glow. You look, I mean, it seems like quarantine is serving you well. So that's exciting.
Well, I've been managing, you know, getting some vitamin D out there, you know, checking those grapes and stuff.
Speaking of grapes, you have a bottle of Solberg. Why don't you hold that up for people who around Hollywood, you've seen this bottle at the Emmys, you've seen it on SNL, you've seen it at the gifting suites all around Hollywood in the last couple of years. That's right, Michael Solberg Family Wines. So Lee's the second generation winemaker in her family. Your father actually pioneered in the late 70s, early 80s. And can you give people a little bit of the background of your family's tradition?
Well, sure. He started late 70s in the wine industry up in Oregon. He started as a wine distributor initially and then worked his way down to Healdsburg, California, and started working with Chip Leaf at Leaf Winery and started custom creating his own brand, Michael Solberg Wines, within those confines, and went on to make it for three decades until I took over about 10 years ago when he passed away, and carrying on the legacy of family traditions, you know, especially during these times, a nice glass of wine helps sometimes, you know.
And maybe just, even two or three glasses.
Yeah, to relax. And that's what we're here for. I mean, we were here to create really amazing wines from around the California region. We source our fruit and with contracts that we've had established for decades. And so that's why we keep our prices really low and the quality really high. And that's, you know, everybody deserves a great glass of wine. So that's kind of our motto and has always been. And we really like working with the community and charities that support women, children, anybody that's disenfranchised, really. We're here to make the world a better place and leave it better than what we found it. So looking for more sustainable ways of growing. We're looking to expand to Oregon wines in the future as well. And what that might look like, maybe low alcohol wines with CBDs in the future. Very open to what that may look like. You know, speaking of, I mean, the whole wine world is really changing right now, with 40% of at least my personal sales being in on premise, which is the restaurant industry, it's really been affected. And there's just multiple ways that we can support, again, our community locally through takeout. You can ask about, you know, if wines are available to be bought at restaurants with their takeout. I know that was available in some states, not all states. Any way you can support your local restaurants, because that's your local family. Those are your local memories. And we need to remember that, you know, they're really struggling right now. And that expands onto the whole wine world itself.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, this is going to touch everybody. So, you know, we've got to change our business models too and look to like direct to consumer online sales, which in the past hasn't been very hot, really, in my opinion, from what I've, you know, done in that realm and scope of practice. But I really feel like going forward, it's definitely going to be the way of the world. And also you're going to have your retail markets for now, you know, that will still carry wines. So that's, you know, your off-premise stuff. But, you know, it's just so much to think about.
Sure.
Everything and
sure. And you make a good point. You make a really good point about remembering that your local restaurants and wineries are kind of interconnected, intertwined, and they are creating local memories and the things, your birthday parties, your anniversaries, your graduation parties, you know, anything, a night out, your first date, your last date, hell, I don't know, but you have those memories. I mean, you do. You have those memories at those local places. You're like, remember that place? And you get to know the owners and these people, and it trickles down to every part of society and being interacted with each other. I love the point that you make about the business plans kind of being, you know, they're a little bit fluid right now. I mean, we're reinventing. And you must have an online space. I'm guessing you agree. You must have an online presence at this moment in time. You must be virtual in some way if you're going to survive, especially if you're a startup, right?
Absolutely. I mean, they're talking now about like legacy branding, where you're branding for like your children to take over like sites that you've created. I mean, growth hacking is another term that has been thrown around a lot, which... I mean, I think that really growth hacking should be done at every level of building your business. That, you know, it's really, I think that word is used for like the startup. But really, you need to be always growth hacking your business. So, I mean, this week I was, or actually it was the week before, I was doing a PR challenge, you know, with some friends and some networking buddies of mine, just to get those juices flowing and keep that outline going. And what exactly moving forward do I want Michael Silberg Wines for me to look like? But, you know, what do other people want out of their business? And it's going to have to be virtual, you know.
It's going to have to be. And, you know, those other outlets of business where, you know, because I'd say maybe like 90% of Cap Aquarius Media, which anyone who follows me on social media knows that I have multiple brands, and Cap Aquarius Media has a lot of different legs, press and events. And I had to shift from live events to now virtual press and news and find a way. And, you know, they always say it is so cheesy, but it's true. Where there's a will, there's a way. And maybe you didn't think your brand could go virtual. Maybe you didn't think that there's another leg to your brand. But doing these, you know, brainstorms that you say that you've been up to can really bring it out. And you might even find a new partner. I mean, I found you in New York. I
mean, right. And we were two kind of totally different industries. And that's the other thing, you know, for me, that I want to bring to the world is you can create, if you have like an event that you're doing, a holiday party, heck, Christmas presents for that matter, and you want to buy like 7 or more cases, let's say, to do this, my company can, you know, this is another way we're shifting, can make those custom labels for you for that party, for that wedding, for the event. just to have bragging rights.
Nice.
Right. Whatever, for your own, you know, personal use. So, you know, that's another just aspect of thinking outside the box. So, hey, call me if anybody needs that, by the way.
Yeah, you know what? But you're onto something, Leah. And you guys, that's right. If you're getting married this year, this is a crazy year to get married and probably legendary. If you just graduated from college online or high school and you want to get that bottle of wine so in a couple of years your kid can drink when they turn 21, get some Solberg, let it age, and have 2020. Maybe Leo will throw a nice pandemic edition sticker on there for you. You'll have to talk to her about it. I just added some extra work, I think. I have a feeling.
We can work those out.
We'll work it out. You know what? She comes from a place of yes, and so do I. But that's a really great way to kind of put it out there. For Christmas, get that pre-order ready for Christmas, because I got to tell you, we all need a little bit of Christmas this year, or Hanukkah, or Kwanzaa, right, or whatever the hell you celebrate.
Holidays.
So let's get into the specific structure of Solberg. I actually had the pleasure of going on what I like to call a wine carny event with Leah. We went around the Midwest. We had amazing food. We tasted some great wines, and we were on a bus tour. We like woke up in a different city and tried food from different local farmers and restaurateurs, and it was awesome because I got to learn and see in real time how people in the Midwest reacted to Solberg. And what I learned was you actually do a hybrid blend of your wines. So it's not quite a blend because it's not more than 20, 30, 40%, but actually 5% to add structure. So why don't you go into your specific recipe without giving away the secret sauce? Tell us a little bit about your hybrid.
Well, with the Cabernet and the Merlot, I really like a drinkable fruit forward red that you don't necessarily have to have food to drink this wine. And so in accomplishing that goal, I added about 3 to 5% of the Merlot to the Cabernet Sauvignon and vice versa, the Cabernet Sauvignon to the Merlot. And so it gives the Cabernet a little bit more of that juicy fruit forward berryness, and then it also gives the Merlot a bit more structure takes a little bit of that jamminess that Merlots kind of are known for. It balances that out. So that's why we do, and it's vintage to vintage. It's maybe not every time, but that vintage that you were tasting through on that trip last year is how we accomplished that goal. Yet to see what this year entails for harvest, whether we'll be doing that sort of hybrid again or whether they will just stand on their own.
Sure.
It's part of the fun of everything, though. You know,
absolutely.
The creativity,
I like it.
And the palette, yeah.
And, you know, you can play around with it a little bit as long as you have the basis. And when people pour that, like you like to say, glass with wine glass, you know, you don't have to have the pressure of food and appetizers to match. You can actually just drink it out of the glass and it'd be ready to go. I like that you can be creative with it. And there is a consistency to your wine. And the price point is really great. Why don't you tell everybody how much it costs and where you're shipping it out of, where can they find it, all that good stuff.
You can find it in most states. If you email me from your specific state, we're Michael Solberg Wines. Michael Solberg, here, show you again. Michael Solberg Wines at gmail.com. Just email me what state you're in and I'll get you in contact with our distributor. Our wines usually run no more than $13, $14,
$13.99. Wow.
Around there. Yeah.
That's under a steal.
Under $20 for the Cabernet we produce is unheard of. I'll just start there. I mean, all of our wines, really. It's just the value and the quality is unsurpassed. And, yes. You know, in talking with, you know, you about, you know, you were talking about doing the tour last year with the distributor and all those amazing wines that are created, and especially like for me, you know, the most special part about that is being able to taste, you know, the French wines and the Italian wines, stuff that I don't get to on a normal basis in California, you know, because it's not on wine lists, or, you know, we're not in the country, or, you know, the distributor doesn't carry these wines. For Vanguard, the distributor we were working with on that tour, they have incredible wines. And a lot of my distributors do, that aren't found anywhere else. And they're imported in from Europe. And right now we're dealing with tariffs that are happening.
And all right. Just how's everything been affected? Yeah, tell us about that.
So with the tariffs, it's kind of a funny little conundrum. So there's been a 15-year battle between Boeing and Airbus. And so Airbus is with the European Union. Boeing is the United States. Long story short, that's a freaking onion. But and brought in, the wine has been included in this, for better or for worse, from my opinion, for worse. And now, sure. Because there's enough pie for everybody. So right now there's tariffs being proposed for 100% markup on tariffs for European wines coming in from Italy, from France. The other day, though, we found out that sparkling wines, you know, champagne from France, aren't going to be included in that for now. But there's another vote coming up. Just some bullet points on that is basically these tariffs will eliminate billions from the U.S. food and wine sector, leaving fewer options for distributors, you know, to sell wines, which impacts us, you know, here in the U.S. as far as winemakers as well. I mean, we're all a family, and so this will trickle down. Sure. To, I know right now maybe winemakers in America may be thinking, well, that means more wine sales for us. But in thinking that, we will be affected by this. It will affect our distributors, whether they can stay in business or not through this. You know, maybe their portfolio is heavily involved in the European wines and not so much the domestic wines. You know, if they go out of business, we don't have a distributor to sell to anymore. So,
right. One hand feeds the other. Even if it does it directly, it still indirectly affects everyone.
Right, right. It does. So it's going to trickle down eventually.
Oh, cheers.
And it's super important that we stay on top of it. And I will actually send you a link.
Okay.
That you can contact your Congress and sign a petition. You know, say we don't want these tariffs involved in wine. You know, that's my lane right now that I'm staying in.
Well, we'd love to support that. I think that all my listeners and viewers can agree that if you do indulge in some wines, that we definitely want wine to be pandemic-free, pandemic unaffected, politically unaffected. We want people to have choices in their wine consumption and be happy in that lane for sure. That should be something that's a no-brainer, don't you think?
Right. It seems that way to me. It just, you know, I'm just like, oh, leave wine out of this.
Leave wine out of it, man.
We need the French wine, the Italian wine, the German.
We do.
We need it all.
We do. I agree.
And of course, the California wine.
And of course, and you know, hey, yes, for the moment, you know, we can step up and have that sparkling wine and do it well. Do you think Sober will be making any sparkling in the next 5 years? I'm always hoping. You know I'm always asking.
Currently, our facilities aren't, we don't have the functionality for it. That doesn't mean that in the future it wouldn't be possible. I mean, there's things now like mobile bottling trucks that will come in, you know, so if you don't have, let's say, you know, the sparkling, or you want to do kegs, or, you know, whatever, you want to do canned wines, they'll come in and do that for you. Is it cost effective right now for me? I don't know. You know, these are all like things to plan for and kind of forecast out as far as what the distributors need and want. There's no use in making stuff that's flooded, let's say.
Sure.
And I'm not sure, you know, I haven't done enough research right currently in that.
Okay. We'll keep talking about it.
And I feel like, sparkling is always a good choice. I feel like
I mean, you can't go wrong. You really can't. So, you really can't. Well, yeah. We're going to keep talking about it. And you guys, just in case you didn't know, I own a company called The Wine Caterers. And right now I'm repositioning it. We have a couple subsidiaries. One is called Host at Home, where we're launching at-home hosting wine parties, but that's on hold. Host at Home is going to go to a different place. But Leah Solberg is a winemaker that helped write the curriculum in that second edition class. So we're going to put our beautiful heads together and come up with something brilliant for your at-home educational needs. Natural Born Somme is another subsidiary of the Wine Caterers that Lee and I are focused on rolling out direct to consumer wine and direct to restaurants. And I think maybe we're working on this winter, right? Or is it too early to say?
Yeah, our 2021 vision.
Yes. Reboot. It's a reboot.
Yeah. It's a mulligan. Can we get a mulligan?
It's a mulligan. It's a mulligan. Oh my gosh. Well, what
about
else?
You, but my birthday didn't count this year, so.
Happy, I know, and happy belated birthday. Leah is a Gemini, and those are a lot of fun. And the right smack dab in the middle of summertime. Oh, I'm not supposed to tell? Damn it.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Well, so listen, I want to show everybody what I'm working on. So let me grab it, because it should have been right here. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
So we're doing starter jars, everybody. Starter jars. And they're going to have a wine opener in them. They're going to have something from Solberg. We can't say what yet. We're still working out the details. So if you're a brand new wine, the Wine Caterers for some are going to bring starter jars. And they're going to have all kinds of fun things inside to get you started on your wino journey. That is something I'm working on for Christmas time. So we'll see what happens. What else, Solberg? What else do you want to tell us?
I know we need to do like a little collab for some Christmas gifts.
Yeah, that would be fun. Why don't you guys email us? Why don't you DM us?
Wine Cater.
Yeah. You know what? Find Michael Solberg Family Wines. DM Leah directly. Tell her your thoughts. She's one of those type of people that is open to new things and to make things work. If you are a female business, if you are a male business, if you are Black owned, if you are Asian, if you are anybody that's trying to move through the world and make a difference, Leah is one of those companies that supports that. DM her with your ideas and proposals for collaborations. If you are looking for, you have a custom wine out there. I don't know if we could talk about it. Are we going to talk about that?
Which one? Black Swan or no?
Yeah.
Swan Song. Did we stay with Swan Song? We did the colas for Swan Song.
Yes.
So that's still out there too. Yeah. I haven't done much with that this year. And then also Capo
Cana. Yeah. Tell us about Capo Cana.
So that's with her name's Leah Bundall. But she goes by Carmella at the WWE. She's also on, I'm not sure if you watch it, but I've caught many episodes of Total Divas. So she's been on the most recent series of that. And yeah, she's got a new series podcast out called Bear With Us with her Graves. Cool. Yeah, check that out. She's got Capo Cana Community on Instagram, all sorts of fun stuff going on there. She's got a contest constantly going on with TikTok and, you know, Instagram posts, and it's all sorts of fun. So we'll get her on here really soon. We'll do a collab. Get her on.
Right. There's some rumblings. Radio. There's some rumblings. We'll have to check back on that. That'll be really cool if we can get that, make that happen. So yeah, Leah's your girl, you guys. If you have a wedding coming up, an anniversary, you know, something really monumental to your family, and you can't really get out there and network with everybody, but you want to do something that just monuments this year, and you want some wine that says so, Leah comes from a place of, yes, she is your girl. She is your entrepreneur to speak to. And where can they find you? Give us all your handles, phone numbers, emails. Go ahead again.
Okay. You can reach us at Michael Solberg Wines, anything like Facebook, Instagram. I think on TikTok, it's Solberg Wines. Twitter is Solberg Wines. Michael, again, Michael Solberg Wines at gmail.com. Reach out. Time. We're available. It's usually me responding, even, especially right now. We're pretty, you know,
condensed.
low on the people totem pole right now. So, which
well,
is
you're condensed.
You
yeah.
Know, we always keep really small anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and you guys, listen. Leah's ripping it up on TikTok. I mean, she like popped my TikTok cherry. I have like 12 followers on there or something because I don't do it. Like, you have mastered the TikTok. I don't know what's going on with TikTok.
Well, lately I'll be honest. I've been kind of not very active on it. You know, there's a lot of stuff that needs to come out, and I felt like maybe there's a time and a place for TikToking. But I will say this. I uploaded a new TikTok today. It's a gem.
Yay!
We always upload a conversation. Like cringy, funny TikToks, usually about wine, booze or wine.
Well, let me raise my glass.
Model for TikTok. So I think every platform is different. What was that?
Well, yeah. No, you're right. Sorry, but do you have your glass? I want to raise a glass to you. I'm drinking a vitamin water. Okay, we don't even have wine. There we go. We're so inappropriate. Cheers to Michael Solberg and Leah over there at Michael Solberg. I'm drinking a vitamin water on air, but we got to get some wine over here, Leah.
No, why are we not drinking right now?
I don't know. It's a Sunday and people are coming home from virtual church. I'm trying to be somewhat, I don't know. The jig is up. All right, you guys. So, check Copacagna out. It's spelled Copacagna.
Copacagna.
See, I'll let her do it.
And it really, it's Italian for boss bitch. So all you boss bitches out there.
I love it.
That's what's up.
And right now, you have to be a boss bitch in your world to make it through.
Yeah.
And you're
men
in
can
Oregon.
Be boss bitches too, by the way.
Men can be capo,
discriminate.
Capo men, boss men.
Yeah, that's
all
right.
So like, wait a minute. You're actually physically in Oregon right now. Your brand is out of California, Napa. How are you doing in Oregon? There's a lot of crazy things going on in Portland right now.
Yeah, there are. You know, I think that everybody's hearts, you know, are in the right places. So, I mean, it just, you know, change is uncomfortable. Change is uncomfortable, but change is inevitable. That's the only constant. So,
yeah.
You know,
be good.
We're on the boonies on the edge of the Willamette AVA. So we're not in the midst of the downtown Portland. But again, you know, whatever your views, I think, you know, my feeling from my neighbors, from my community, how I've known Oregon to be is, you know, good at heart, and their hearts are in the right places.
I like that. We'll leave it there. And that is absolutely, our heart is in the right place when we have some Solberg, and this isn't Solberg, but it will be the next time. Cheers, Leah. And just so you guys know, Leah's company, Michael Solberg Family Wine, is one of our official sponsors of the Start with Monique LeRae. We're so happy to have her in the family. Thank you for supporting this female channel. All right, Leah, we will see you soon, and love from Laguna in Los Angeles.
All
have
right.
a good
Thanks
day.
For
You're
we'll
welcome.
Chat soon. Thanks for having
See you
me.
Soon, love.
Ma.
All right, you guys. That was Leah Solberg, owner of Michael Solberg Family Wines. I have next up your money expert, your Southern Belle badass, Christina Charpentier-Biddle. She's checking in again with some money tips. I know tax season, July 15th, it was extended. So she gave us some tips last weekend. I have her back because she's always on the website for the IRS. She's always checking things on the money front. And get your pen and papers out. Christina, how are you?
Hello. Oh, how are you?
Oh, hello, gorgeous. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
You sure are looking like the Southern Belle badass money, honey. You've got the teacher glasses on, and you are ready to school us about money right now.
I am. I'm telling you, I have been preparing for this, and we're ready to get into it today now.
I love it. I'm at home finally. I'm not in my car. Can you believe it?
Well, you know, I was noticing the background, and I was like, wow, I'm telling you, we're stepping up, aren't we?
Well, you know, good things come to those who wait. Yeah, well, I had to wait for this to come into the mail and my signage, but it'll get better every time.
I love it. It looks great.
If
you sat still long enough instead of traveling and working all the time.
I know. And just full disclosure, I was with Christina last weekend. We won't give away the whole thing, but she was collaborating with some things that we're working on, and she had the best Southern hospitality. It was really good to see you in person and explore your city.
Thank you very much. Thank you. First of all, I want to just tell everybody a little bit about who I am. My name is Christina Biddle. I am owner and operator of Premier Accounting and Business Consultant. Here's my contact information. My phone number is 910-571-1092. And my website is up and running now too. So that has been a great thing this week. I can be found at www.premierabc1.com. And I'm also on Facebook at Premier Accounting. So should anybody have any questions or anything, I'll be giving that information out again later so that you can contact me, email me, whatever.
Perfect. Let's get to it.
Where do you want me to start today? Yeah, where do you want me to start? Do you want me to just kind of pick up where we've left off and go over a couple of little things? And
sure. I think the floor is yours. I think that some of the viewers and listeners that are familiar with my show know you by now. You left off with some amazing tips, last minute tax tips to get those tax papers out. And July 15th was the date. And I believe every state you have an automatic extension until October. Is that right for your state taxes?
Well, a lot of the states piggyback off the federal. So if you file for a federal extension and it was accepted, then it was automatically accepted at the state. There are some states, though, that are requiring to mail in the voucher still.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, we're ready to hear what you have. We've got our pencils ready, and we're ready to learn.
Well, what I want to cover today is I'm coming up with a pandemic financial survival kit.
Ooh.
And it's things that, you know, that people need to do to be able to not just business function, but in their personal lives as well. If they take this advice, this is tried and true across the platform, whether it be personal or financial in your business. First of all, don't panic. A lot of people, they panic. They pulled their money out. They just went to hell in a handbasket. I mean, they were terrified.
Really,
I mean, look at the shortage that we have on change right now. People are hoarding their pennies because they don't know what's just
going to happen. This is the first I've heard of this. What do you mean, Christina? What are you saying?
In case people haven't heard, there is a shortage of change, penny, nickel, dime, quarters, change. And so a lot of your banks are limiting how much people can cash out. I know that in the area that I'm from in North Carolina, the local Walmart has decided that once you hit, say, $12.50, they're rounding your bill up to $13.
So you don't get your 50 cents back.
Exactly. Now, that is what I'm being told.
That's
people
wild.
People are pitching a fit. But, yeah, people have gotten to the point where they're hoarding their change. That is another way of people panicking,
that's one of those things that'll just push somebody all the way over to the edge. They're already on edge with everything that's going on, and then you don't want to give them their money back. That's going to be that's insane.
Well, and you know, that's why I have told a lot of people, if you count your groceries, you know, back in the day when people budgeted, and you go in the grocery store with your calculator and you figure out, okay, if I buy this at $10 and taxes 10 cents on the dollar, so, you know, you're looking at, if you keep it under those thresholds,
right,
then you can actually make money on that deal.
Ooh, well, we like that.
So I've been kind of figuring out some things on that, but that's one of the things of panicking, of people losing, being shorted of change. Now, another thing too is people need to sit back and evaluate their risk tolerance. And when I say risk tolerance, you really don't even have to sit back and look at it at this point, because you felt it. Something had to give. What bills got paid? You know, were you able to only pay half of, and right, so you could pay the half of something else?
Sure.
That is a way that people didn't even realize that they were evaluating their risk. They weren't prepared for it, but what they did is they self-adjusted. Now that we are in the middle of this pandemic, there's no need to freak out, because we all understand where we are and where we're going. Now is the time to sit down and evaluate your goals. Whether it be your personal goals or your business goals, you need to sit down and say, okay, I've got the money for 6 months to pay payroll. So now we need to take the 5-year plan, and let's just kind of not worry about the 5-year or 3-year plan, and let's just work on the next 6 months.
Sure.
Once you take a look at your long-term goals and adjust those, that will help you save money to where you can formulate a better budget. That is one of the ways to get to budgeting. People don't understand how to do a budget. How do I budget? You look at where you've been, you look at where you want to go, and then you say, okay, how am I going to get there? That's all a budget is. People, they get freaked out when they think, oh my God, numbers. Sit down with your monthly finances and your bank statements and say, okay, we go out to eat 3 or 4 times a week, or now we've got Grubhub coming to us 3 or 4 times a week.
Right. Trying to support the local restaurants, keep them open.
Exactly. Exactly. And see, the thing about it is, now they are, you know, maybe they need to cut back one of those meals, cook an extra meal during the week to save that money, things of that nature to help with the budgeting. And come up with a crisis budget as well. Something that, okay, if somebody got sick and you needed, say, $50 extra real quick, what can we cut back on and make that? Now, I do want to cover this real quick, because I want everybody to understand that, first of all, unemployment is going to run out July 31st.
Oh.
They have not the $600 PUA payment.
Oh, the extended, but the regular will still come through. I think people still get that through the end of the year.
Through the
regular.
Yeah, through the state. Yeah, that little $275, I think. Bless it. So the $600 is going to end July 31st. And people at this point are scrambling because, well, number one, they didn't take any of our advice on your show and save any of this unemployment money, or invest it, or hoard it, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And so now people are frantic, and they're like, okay, well, I haven't even gotten my tax refund money back yet. When am I going to get that back? Well, here's the thing, people. If we get another stimulus check, if unemployment is extended, it will be closer to the election, because, as we all know, at this point, the money is being used as an election tool. It's using basically a bribery. But
the money's getting funny.
Exactly. And they're looking at September possibly not even being issued checks or stimuluses and things like that. The PUA and stuff.
That's a bummer.
So I've come up with some ideas though.
Okay.
Because, you know, you and I have had this conversation to where you have to sit down, bricks and mortar, restart the whole business from bottom up.
This is called the startup. This is what we
That's
do
right.
here. Even if you
That's
have to start
right.
up every week, we start up.
That's right. Well, here's, I've got some ideas for people. And these are just how to make $100 a day. Just $100 a day.
We like it.
Okay. Buckle up. Okay.
Buckling.
So, first of all, I have, you know, done some research as far as freelance writing. For those of you who like to sit down and do comments, personals, editorials, things like that, you find a particular issue, write a good article on it. And then, believe it or not, there are some papers out there that love to pay anywhere from $50 to $75. Once you get your foot in the door, you could even seek anywhere from $250 to up to $1,000 per article for freelance
nice.
Writing. Start a blog. Once you start a blog, you can start having these things that are called text links. Basically, those are your click here ads. You know, how when you're on a website, you're got something going on there, and then all of a sudden you have an ad pop up. Those are your text links, where what you do is you click on that and it links you to the other person's website. Well,
nice.
They pay for that. They'll pay anywhere. If you put their link on your blog, they'll pay anywhere from $100 a month to $250, sometimes $1,000 or more, just depending on it, the company.
Nice.
Ads. Take surveys. There are a lot of companies out there right now, such as like the Survey Junkie, Swagbucks, Inbox Dollar, I believe. They pay you to take surveys. Everybody's on their damn phones anyway, y'all. Come on. Sitting at a stoplight, do a survey.
I mean, you might as well get paid. You don't have to walk around the mall anymore.
I'm going to tell you what, you're supposed to be 21 years old, but I swear I'm going to give my kids a cell phone and tell them to have at it.
Oh, Gracie's going to get started early.
I'm telling you, but seriously, get paid to take the surveys. And these are the three most reputable companies that I found was the Survey Junkie, Swagbucks, and Inbox Dollars.
Nice.
Get paid to watch the videos online.
Oh.
Those same three companies I just mentioned, they also do, they pay for watching video online ads, things like that.
Fabulous.
Here's one that I thought was absolutely just, it's so cute. And now that I see that it's out there, I understand what's going on. Wrap your car.
Wrap your car.
Wrap your car. Basically, you are a traveling billboard. That is it.
I mean, I love that.
Okay, and thing about it is, you know, from what I'm understanding, you download the app to your phone and you drive like a normal distance. Once you reach 50 miles, then you're eligible to take part in a campaign.
Huh.
And these campaigns can last anywhere from a month to a year. And you can earn up to $1,000 a month doing it.
I love this. Since you're going to be taking road trips this summer anyway, people.
Exactly. Why not get paid to drive your car? They're two of the most reputable companies that I found were Carvertise and Rapify. Now, I'm throwing these out there, these ideas out there. These are not just ways to make a quick buck. These are to help subsidize people who their jobs are not allowing them to go back, but unemployment's getting ready to stop, and they need to know where they're going to be able to get some money, some food. These are your quick fixes, people. Now, I'm going to keep going with a few more. Some of these do not pay you in cash. They pay you in Amazon gift cards, Whole Foods gift cards, Visa, you know, the Visa gift cards. But the thing about it, though, is you're providing for your family.
Right. You're giving people great solutions. Did you hear about some of the banks are returning fees? I don't know if anyone's ever got a bank fee. You know, maybe you've overdrawn your account. They're returning fees. If you call and ask them, they will help you. If you say that you've been impacted by, someone just told me this. So I think if you're a single wow. mom and she needed some food or something, and she said right. she called her bank and they worked with her. So call your banks and tell them that you've been affected. I think Bank of America, Wells Fargo for sure is doing it.
Well, and that too, and a lot of banks are working with people on their vehicle payments and mortgages as well.
That's good to know.
Yes, and see, the thing about it, people, is if y'all can get help keeping your home, then picking up odd jobs like these will help put food on the table.
There you go.
Now, another thing, too, is if you download the Nielsen app, you know, the Nielsen ratings app, just sure. by simply installing it on your smartphone in the United States, they give you $50 a year.
Oh, I'm doing that right now.
Go for it. I mean, yeah.
That'll pay also, for my American Airlines lounge pass. There you go.
There you see? Now, here's another one. It's the Upvoice app.
Okay.
They pay $75 in Amazon gift cards just for regularly browsing specific sites like Facebook, YouTube, and Amazon. So that's another one that people need to, it's called Upvoice.
Wow.
And, but, you know, these are
downloading.
People, the Amazon gift cards, you can buy your groceries. You can buy anything and everything you need off Amazon. So these are really worthwhile. And, you know, they're under a certain amount, it's tax-free.
All right, we like that. Now it's time to get thrifty, people. Let's get thrifty right now, you know?
And that's what I'm trying to do. I know this is the startup, but there's a lot of people out there that have startup businesses that they're trying to figure out where they're going to get their next meal because unemployment's getting ready to run out and they can't continue operations because they may be a contractor for a business that's not opening due to COVID resurgence right now.
Right.
So, you know, these online game playing, the game developers, they want these gamers, they need to know where the kinks are, they need to know how to improve the games before they launch them. So they're paying people with gift cards, Visa cards, Amazon cards, to try these things and to give them their opinions.
You've got two more minutes, Christina. Oh, sorry
okay,
to interrupt.
Well, here's the, no,
give us
no,
your last
no problem.
Points for this week.
Last one. Here's one for the people who have bachelor's degrees. There okay. is a program called VIP Kid, and it's an online platform for teaching English to Chinese children. You do not have to know Chinese. This is a full immersion. There are some requirements, though, to participate in this. You must have a bachelor's degree and be eligible to work in the United States and Canada, and you need to have 1 year of teaching experience. That does not mean a certified teacher. That means even if you were a mentor to a big kid program, you know, they're even taking that into consideration. And
it.
They're paying really good wages too. And I've got like 18 more, but I know we're running out of time. Christina Biddle, Premier Accounting, located in Birmingham, Alabama, and Ambisco, North Carolina. Call me. Text me 910-571-1092, or you can look me up on the web at www.premierabc1.com.
Congratulations on your website. We will see you in about 2 weeks. And she is nationwide. She answers calls from all over. Thank you so much, Christina. And
thank you.
Have a good
and
day.
If anybody needs me, you too. Y'all holler at me.
All right, you guys, that's it. I just want to give a shout out to everybody on the road the other day with our casting. Thank you so much to Christina. Thank you so much to Gentry Stanley, everybody on the road. If you want to be part of the pandemic film documentary we're doing, we've got a couple new cities. We just added Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, Las Vegas. We've got Honolulu, Anchorage, Alaska, St. Louis, Missouri, Miami, Florida, San Juan, Puerto Rico, Manhattan, New York, and Nashville, Tennessee, just off the top of my head. We're coming to you. We're doing it smart. We're 6 feet away. We're using a drone. We've got gloves and masks, and we quarantine between each trip. If you're interested, if you have an interesting COVID-19 story, pandemic story, and you want to be heard and you want to be considered for this documentary, please email us at Cap Aquarius Media. That's CAPAQUARIUS media at gmail.com. Follow me at The Startup with Monique Leray on Instagram or Monique, LoreStinson. Shout out to our girl, Lady Ray J in Missouri and Toco Radio. And we can't wait to see what you start up. What will you start up today? Be safe.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.